following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org, and it contains explicit language.
This is the Noise Pop Podcast, and my name is Jamie Nabrinsky.
And my name is Dawson Ledwig. Olivia LaRoche couldn't join us this week. We wish her and her family well. She's a fellow Bostonian, as many of you listeners will know. So Olivia, fellow LaRoche family, take care of yourselves.
Yeah, we're thinking about you guys.
Absolutely. Okay, so this episode is bordering on the nerdy side.
Yep, it is.
But in a good way. We're going to take a deep plunge into some math and music. We're paying tribute to the best songs in pop music that utilize odd time signatures or meters.
Okay, so Dawson, I have to admit that I'm not quite with you on this math and music thing. You'll have to walk me through this. What I know is a meter is like what you count a song, like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Exactly, so that's a waltz right there.
Right.
And yeah, a time signature in music is basically the number of beats in a measure of a song. So a waltz is 3/4, meaning there are 3 beats per measure. 1, 2, 3, 1.
Okay, I'm pretty much with you.
Right. Okay, so before we jump into the heart of this, let's actually listen to a classic song that you may or may not know utilizes an odd time signature. It's right in the title. This is Broken Social Scene with 7/4 Shoreline.
Okay, so that was 7-4 Shoreline by Broken Social Scene, which is in a time signature of 7-4.
Yeah, so some of you may already know what time signatures are. In fact, some of you may be very well versed in it, especially if you're a musician. Others may have no idea,
like
so
myself.
We're gonna, like Jamie, yes.
Not the musician.
We're gonna split the difference and just give a very surface level introduction of time signatures as a part of music theory. Most pop songs are in a pretty simple format called 4-4, which means there are four beats per measure.
Okay, kind of like that new Daft Punk song.
Yeah, you can pick any song. That's a really good one because that's a very standard 4-4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, you can do this all day. Let's listen to the song.
Like the legend of the phoenix, huh, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
So that was a 4-4 example, Daft Punk song, Get Lucky, which I love, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good song. And I'm pretty sure, listening to you count, I understand this time measure thing.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. So that's 4-4. The other really common time signature is 3-4, which is a waltz time.
The 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Right. Okay. So then another very obvious example of this waltz, a classic 3-4 song, is Elliott Smith's song, Waltz No. 2. Understood. Never gonna know you now, but
but I'm gonna love you anyhow. Nothing's wrong. Don't miss a man with impossible plans to just leave me alone in a place where I make no mistakes, in the place where I have what it takes. I'm never gone.
That was Elliott Smith with Waltz number 2.
Okay, so with normal time signatures under our belt, we're going to throw them out the window. The rest of this episode will celebrate the best songs that utilize odd time signatures.
Right, so meaning rotations of 5 or 7.
Yeah. So
go up to 9?
They can do go up to 9, absolutely. Sometimes they can go up to 10. We'll show you some really cool Radiohead song that does that. But for now, let's listen to one that utilizes 5-4. This is Sufjan Stevens' Come On, Feel the Illinois. And it's got a very staccato, chopped up feel, so it's not super easy to count, but it's there. So listen to this fantastic song and see if you can find it. Also, we should note, the end of this song switches to a 4-4.
Right, when that Cure sample comes in.
Oh, great intentions. I've got the best of interventions, but when the ads go, I think about take us to glory. I think about it now.
Get on conversations, call in motivation, seeking application, celebrate the ancients. Get on all creation, call it celebration, for United Nations, put it to your head.
Oh, great white city, I've got the adequate committee. Where have your walls gone? I think about it now.
Treasures like the fairest realizations, fully my
That was Sufjan Stevens with Come On, Feel the Illinois.
Okay, now it's my turn. Mm-hmm. So after understanding how the counting works, I did a little sleuthing and found some pretty great options with really odd time signatures.
Right on.
Did you know that Pink Floyd's Money is in 7/4?
I did not know that. Classic example. And you know, another really great song that is in a weird time signature is Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill.
Oh, yes. That's actually Olivia's contribution to this episode that she emailed in when we decided to do it.
That's right. Let's listen to this and pay attention to how fluid this song is. It's in 7/4, but you can barely tell that it's missing a note, or a beat, rather. It feels just, it's fluid.
Feels even.
Yeah, it feels even, exactly. Yeah.
Turning water into wine.
So that was Peter Gabriel with Salisbury Hill. And I see what you mean, Dawson, by it flowing and being an odd time signature, but you can't really tell.
Yeah, it just works.
Yeah.
And, you know, oftentimes when people use odd time signatures, it doesn't really work. And intentionally so. It doesn't mean it's a bad song.
Right.
An example of someone using a time signature where it doesn't flow, almost on purpose, is Minus the Bear.
A lot of their songs.
Yeah, a lot of their songs are just weird. So listen to this. This is called Walk on Air, and pay attention to how uneasy it makes you feel when you follow along. This song is in 5/4, and again, this is Walk on Air by Minus the Bear.
Why you let me feel like
was Minus the Bear with Walk on Air.
Okay, so now we're venturing into the world of math rock.
Yeah, that's actually a slippery slope. The term math rock is a phrase that's thrown out pretty willy-nilly these days.
Just like any genre.
Well, that's true, yeah. Well, math rock is usually pegged as bands that use a lot of technical aspects in their music, like sudden stops, mm-hmm. obviously odd time signatures, syncopated rhythms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, bands don't really like to be labeled as math rock oftentimes. And I think, you know, it's because they're afraid it means they are trying to be that technical, you know, trying to be a musician's musician, if you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to appeal to other musicians with all these like technical trickery.
Right. And it feels less artistic at the end.
Yeah. But, you know, a band like Battles, who I think qualify as a math rock band,
oh, yeah.
they're amazing musicians and they have, you know, all of these tools, like time signatures, mm-hmm. odd rhythms, syncopated beats. They have that bag of tricks to use whenever they want, and they use it successfully.
So yeah, and if you listen to a song like Diamond of theirs off Mirrored, you'll notice everything. I mean, just try to keep up with all the weird stuff that they do.
Yeah, it is very weird.
Yeah.
I can't really tell what time signature this is.
I have no clue.
It we switches tried back counting. And forth a million times. Just goes to show how genius these guys are. But yeah, here is Battles with the Diamond. So that was Battles with Diamond, and we started this episode pretty simply, explaining what time signatures were, and then we quickly devolved into the technical wizardry of Battles and other math rock bands. And I would love to end this episode on the boys who utilize this better than any band in the world.
Okay, this should be interesting.
Radiohead.
Okay, yeah, that's not surprising.
I know. Radiohead, it's everyone's favorite band, so it's easy to forget that they are masters at what they do. And man, they're so weird with what they do.
They really are. But I think I know where you're going with this one, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah, well, I mean, ever since we started this topic, I've been Googling odd time signatures in pop music.
Real-time research.
Real-time research. Pyramid Song has been the number one hit.
So actually, that is a very infamous song among Radiohead fans for what is, it's a very complex time signature that they use. Some people think that it's a non-existent time signature, okay. Meaning that they switch times so often and nothing repeats itself that it doesn't follow any rules. But of course, it has to.
So, I mean, there's got to be somebody out there, though, some uber music nerd that has probably calculated Pyramid Song's.
Absolutely. And, you know, actually, I did some research, too. Okay. You know where those music nerds like to hang out?
Where?
Quora.
Quora, of course.
So in Quora, there's an argument going on about how this song is divided up. And I will just read you.
A Quora argument.
It's a total, quote, it's a total of 32 beats in 4-4. The eighth notes are grouped as, I have no idea what this means, by the way, but just so you know that it does exist. The eighth notes are grouped as 3 plus 2 plus 3 plus 3 plus 2 plus 3 plus 3 plus... Anyway, it's a lot of numbers. It's a lot of digits. It's a crazy-ass song. Let's listen to it. And if you can count this out, bravo.
I jumped in the river, what did I see? Black-eyed angels swam with me. A moon full of stars and astral cars. And all the figures I used to see. I
Pyramid Song, and one of the reasons why that song is so hard to figure out what the time signature is that it's the drums are doing one thing while the piano and Tom's vocals are doing something completely different.
Yeah, I tried for a while to follow along, but you know, you kind of just have to give up, enjoy the song, and go with the flow.
Absolutely. Is it jump in the river?
What did I see?
Right, that's exactly what he wants you to do, is just give up and go with the flow.
Yep.
How bad would it be if we go out with yet another Radiohead song?
Well, I'm pretty sure this is our podcast and we can do whatever we want.
That's true.
Although we should probably acknowledge some seminal groups that have, you know, played with the timestamps, like Rush, King Crimson, The Beatles.
Right. Dave Brubeck famously did Take Five, John Coltrane, a lot of jazz utilizes it. DMB, Dave
Your
Matthews.
Fave.
They all use odd time signatures.
Yeah, some very bizarre ones.
Yeah. But let's go out with what I think is the best example of an odd time signature ever. Again, this is Radiohead. This song is called Everything in Its Right Place. So, thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Dawson.
This was fun.
Thank you for listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment to let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline 585-4NOISE5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.